Yo, what's good? It's your boy DJ Jesse J with my queen to be. We about to get live with Butter and Biscuit. Stay tuned for the beat.
You are now tuned into Black Hollywood Live. The beat.
What's up? I was swiping just the other day. To the right, she said hi, she said that she want to play. Miss Monopoly, I want you on top of me. Didn't even mind that, he ain't got no property. Took a bet to my place. Just turned 23, LeBron James. Said my saxophone sexy, ooh yeah, she with it. Huh, she don't fuck with glue, but she want the biscuit. Yeah, I'm just in a quad chase. She gon' love how I taste. Rub it on my belly, Netflix on the deli. Yeah, now we stuck together, peanut butter jelly. Yeah. Since she had a quad taste. All of my T's, I'll even let you wear all of my T's. If you like it, what's so far, you'll see. Cause during my walk and go with me, yeah, I'm just in a quad chase. She gon' love taste. Rub it on my belly, Nelly's on the deli. Yeah. Now we stuck together, peanut butter jelly.
A quiet taste.
She love how that tastes. Rubbing on my belly, Nelly's on the deli. Yeah. Now we stuck together, peanut butter jelly. Yeah.
I was swiping, just the other day.
Hey, yeah. I was swiping, just the other day. Hey, yeah. I was swiping, just the other day. Hey, yeah. I was swiping, just the other day. Hey, yeah.
Butter and Biscuit. All right, so let's get into our first music video. It's Soraya featuring Jazzy Faye. The song is called Driving Me Crazy.
Thought you would keep it a G. Thought you would keep it a thou wow. Whenever I tell the truth, you wanna brush it a while out. I try to get into you, you try to get into my pants. What's a young tender to do? You ain't even doing my dance.
Soraya featuring Jazzy Faye, Driving Me. What do you think of that video?
I think that's kind of cool.
Right? Doesn't it give a little Say My Name?
Might as well get it.
Like with the coach and the white in the back.
I like the fact that she's doing her thing.
And she's keeping the name Soraya.
Yes, keeping the name Soraya. And I like how bright it is. I mean, yeah. It's cool. It's not a lot going on, but it's simple and to the point. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of cool.
Go ahead, girl.
And she looks really good.
Okay. Production value, boo. All right, so performing their newest single, the song is called Vibe Killer. Ladies and gentlemen, back on the stage, Butter and Biscuit.
Anybody ever have, like, life just going right on in one time? And then one person starts to come in. Be, tell me, you fire killer. Yeah. Why are you fucking up my fire? Grab my phone and throw that. Chick try make me relapse. Now I ain't really trying to see that. Nah, I really need that. You know everybody watching. That's why I post that shit. Yeah, I know that girl karma. That's why I call you a beer. It's a war inside my heart. You ain't need no, but you ain't gotta know. Let me stop you before you start. I don't need to show. Nah, I ain't got enough. Yeah. Tell me, you vibe killer. Why are you fucking up my vibe? Tell me, you vibe killer. Why are you fucking up my vibe? Ha, ha, girl, what? Bills only getting paid from the records I made. So what? I ain't do the dishes right. Go ahead, get you a maid. Huh. Seems like all we do is argue. Yeah, I know it's all we got to make a move or somebody gonna get. It's a war inside my heart. You need no, but you ain't got no. Let me stop you before you start. I don't need to show. Nah, I ain't got enough. Tell me, you vibe killer. Why are you fucking up my vibe? Tell me, you vibe killer. Why are you fucking up my vibe? I thought my whole life had changed. When you came in, I swore back then you were that special one. I was deep in love, now I'm out of love. Tell me, you vibe killer. Don't kill my vibe. Oh, no, 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 no. Don't get my vibe, yeah. Yeah. Tell me, you vibe killer. Yeah. Why are you fucking up my vibe? Tell me, you vibe killer. Yeah. Why are you fucking up my vibe?
Hey, why are you fucking up my vibe? All right, Butter and Biscuit, Grammy nominated duo. Yo, all right, so we're going to come back. We're going to play their video for Acquired Taste. You heard that? That was the first single that they performed. And then when they get back, we're going to get into an interview. Take a look.
Okay.
I was swiping, 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 swiping just the other day. To the right, she said hi. She said that she wanna play Miss Monopoly. I want you on top of me. Didn't even mind that. You ain't got no property. Took her back to my place. Just turned 23, LeBron James. Said my saxophone was sexy. Ooh, yeah, she with it. She don't fuck with gluten, but she won't. This how God made me. That's what you want, that's what you need. I got the recipe, girl.
come along and join in my world. Maybe for a second, girl. Don't lift no weights, I fluctuate. Hey, where my tasty cake? If I can have it while I eat it, let me taste your cake, girl. You know I'm a food connoisseur. Yeah, I'm just an acquired taste. She gon' love how I taste. Rub it on my belly, that thing's on the telly, yeah. Yeah, we stuck together, peanut butter jelly, yeah, yeah. Say she had a quiet taste. Ooh, she love how that taste. Rub it on my belly, that thing's on the telly, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we stuck together, peanut butter jelly, yeah, yeah. I could be that dirty girl, your lotto.
Acquired Taste, Butter and Biscuit. Welcome back to y'all to The Beat. Welcome. Thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you for having us. I've
been trying to get you guys in studio in BHL. I got you over at Dash, but we got you now in BHL.
Yeah. Rock.
They should have been at BHL first.
Well, we needed the right moment, the right time. They had the vibe killer. We needed to drop both singles. You know,
word. Vibing is everything.
Well, welcome.
You know, you know where I originally met them? They came to our BHL brunch.
Exactly, yep.
And they were on the carpet with Ashley.
Oh, for real?
And all of a sudden, they just started doing this look. They started doing Acquired Taste, and it was just like, well,
what the hell?
Like, they need to come on the show. They're fucking magical. Mm-hmm. You guys have this energy about you guys, and I mean, what you did in here was just—it was just dope. Like, we've had people come perform, but like, I can totally see the show in the concert.
Oh, thank you.
There you go. Make sure you guys are talking right into that mic. All right, so now you guys, girl, you're gonna break the mic.
No, it's already loose.
It's all good.
Nigga, all that dick talk earlier. I was just...
All right.
Don't start. That's what you've been doing.
Absolutely nothing. Anyway. Out here on these streets.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right.
What's
so,
going on?
I know, sorry.
Sorry.
She's like my sister.
He fucks with me all the time.
Mm.
Yeah, but he
figuratively,
is a
not.
I mean, we get it though. We get it though, man. We know each other since high school.
So y'all bicker all day.
Yeah, we get it, man. We brothers.
Yeah, brother, all the time.
Exactly.
All day.
So now you guys used to go by Fat Boys, or you still continue to go by Fat Boys?
Oh, we used to be the Philly Fat Boys. It was three of us, and, you know. It's just, you know, we just stepped into a different season. We said, you know, we're going to change the name.
Butter and Biscuit.
I like that's Butter and Biscuit.
Yeah. It's catchy.
Oh, man. No, but that was already our nicknames. Like, I don't know why we didn't do that in the first place. It was strange.
Yeah, man.
Like, why did we need another name? We already had nicknames.
Because what would the third one be, Jam?
Well, the other one was my man Gravy.
Gravy. Yeah,
oh, great. Yeah, Butter Biscuit and Gravy.
Yeah, we were the Fat Boys.
Yeah, we were the
Damn,
Fat Boys.
Damn, that's a good combination.
I mean, that's why we were together.
Maybe I'll go get that after work.
Oh, well.
So now you
some butter.
Where would you go? Where would you go?
I don't know. I'll probably go to Roscoe's for some biscuit and
gravy. Oh, good choice. Good choice.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you guys have someplace out here that you would recommend?
I don't.
That's why we're asking you.
We're trying
to get into it more. I just turned pescatarian, so I don't even know that stuff. Yeah.
What made you turn?
Don't be mad at me.
Girl, she tried to
don't
do
be
it.
Mad at me.
I did it for 3 fucking weeks after watching.
Yo, I'm
what the hell?
3 weeks. That's
3 weeks for what the hell?
What the hell? That's a scary documentary.
Yo. I did it for 3 weeks. Yes, I probably lost probably like 5 pounds, but then I gained it all back because a bitch needed an In-N-Out burger.
I might have a cheat day for Thanksgiving, but you know.
Thanksgiving.
So I'm vegetarian too. Yeah, man, we both win.
Thanksgiving.
You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, once you cross over, that's it. Don't do it.
All right.
Because Thanksgiving,
man, I appreciate the support.
Once Thanksgiving, once you get that food, that Thanksgiving
that
meal,
turn
it's
you
like
on
you're
them hormones.
Done.
And then the days
done.
Of it still being in the refrigerator.
Oh, you know, man. And, you know,
you got to make that cranberry
sandwich with the turkey and the stuffing. That's such a biscuit.
Man, come on, man.
We mad fat. It's okay. We mad fat. Fuck y'all.
Fuck y'all skinny ass.
Fuck y'all skinny asses. We'd like a good meal.
Next time they come in here, the pescatarian's going to be coming up all... slim and slender.
You know, we put in a lot of hard work. So I was like, I don't want to die too early from putting in all this work.
I didn't see what the health.
And what the health made it like go over the top. I was like, you know what, I'm there.
You didn't see it?
No, I went to a Tony Robbins convention, and he told me what milk was, and I was like,
it's disgusting.
Yo, we're going to talk about it. Let's talk about it.
No, we're here to talk about biscuit and gravy. I mean,
the one part of what the hell?
What, when it put the cow? And they plucked the pig.
Oh, this is
they
plucked
the pig that green shit shoot out. I was like, no. I was like, bacon. I wound up throwing all my bacon in the garbage. I threw mad shit in the garbage. And
three weeks later, bitch is at Denny's lap.
Now I don't eat Denny's, bitch. 3 weeks later, a bitch was ordering some chicken and waffles from Roscoe's through Postmates.
I'm so jealous.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I broke that chicken wide open.
I miss chicken and waffles.
And I ordered an order of biscuits and gravy.
Do people talk to you guys about food based off your
I mean, of course. Yeah, listen,
every time they give us we love food, though. I'm so hungry now.
Okay, sorry. All right, so we're off subject.
So you guys started.
Fuck y'all. We talking about food, bitches. Stop acting like y'all don't like food.
It's lunchtime.
They fucking name is biscuit and gravy. You automatic butter and gravy. Butter and biscuits.
Let's get it right.
I see. Now you got biscuits and gravy on my mind. That's why I'm sorry.
Rascals after this.
Okay.
So now you guys started. You guys are producing. So you guys are producer, everyone from John Legend, Ludacris, Miguel, et cetera.
Yeah.
And now, Biscuit, you're extending yourself to kind of doing your own thing.
Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, it's just that we've been around some of the greatest writers and artists of our time, and we saw them put together records from beginning to the end.
Right.
From watching them at the piano or with the beat to writing the record and then cutting the record and then the record getting mixed and then seeing it out in the world and seeing it go up on the charts. We've seen the whole process. So. It was easy for us to just go in. Okay, we already know sonically how to put the beats together, and now because of that teaching, we were able to put songs together, you know, in my own style.
So now the shtick of it is that now you play the saxophone,
yeah.
But you kind of put all the instrumental together work as far as like the what is that called? A guitar,
yeah. So basically, man, I just picked up the guitar 2 years ago, actually. And
really?
But I've been playing piano forever, you know. And so when we do production, you know, I do like the music side of it. He does the drums. Like his drum programming is crazy, you know. And so he does more than just saxophone, you know. Mm-hmm. And so when he was like, yo, man, I'm trying to get my own idea, my own story out, you know. And I was like, I mean, I'm always there. I mean, I'm his brother, you know. And I was like, all right, let's definitely like make some dope stuff. And when we started doing that, you know, I came up with a lot of the music. And then when it comes to the live performance, though, as you can see, I play the guitar, I'm music direct, you know. And I'm working on a lot of other stuff. So this right here is actually a MIDI controller. Mm-hmm. I call it the Butter Wing. All right, because it controls everything that has to do with anything on the computer as far as the tracks. If I want to go to the next one, if I want to start from the beginning, all of that. You know, it does a lot of crazy stuff. So I can assign any of these buttons to do whatever I want on the computer.
So now we have two singles out at the moment, right? Mm-hmm. What was Acquired Taste to Vibe Killer? Why were these the vibes that you wanted to kind of put out at first?
I wanted to come up. We put out Acquired Taste towards the end of the summer. And then we were like, oh, we're about to get into the cuffing season. And we were like, we can't keep the happy vibe going. We gotta get the sexy vibe in there a little bit. So, you know, it was a cool concept. And then with Halloween around the time and everything, so we were doing like little things like dropping darker looking pictures and everything. But it was just fun.
What is this dark shit? Like, is this what people are going into?
Ever since Rihanna.
So here's the thing.
Talk about it, man. Talk about it.
We're not dark at all.
Please.
But we just wanted to play with it. You know, when you see the video, you'll see what we were going with. But yeah, I don't understand the dark thing. That's why we did Acquired Taste, because we wanted to bring some light into
and
it.
And I love Acquired Taste because it's so like it has such a simplicity to it that we don't really hear often. No.
Yeah.
And just like the lyrics to it with the simplicity of the beat, it makes you really happy. Just be listening to the kind of.
I mean, listen, the music we really want to come up with is just like positive stuff. I mean, that makes people get up and dance. You know, and then with Vibe Killer, it really was just a question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I'm over here being positive. Why
are you trying to kill it?
Like, why are you trying to kill my positivity? You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be having fun, have a good vibe. You know what I'm saying? Get out of here with that.
all right, let's get into the next music video. We got SZA with Supermodel. Take a look.
I brought a newsletter to let you know I'm really leaving, and no, I'm not keeping your shit. Heard you got some new homies, got some new hobbies, even a new hoe too. Maybe she can come help you, maybe she can come lick you. After we're done, what's done is done. I don't want nothing else to do with it. Let me tell you a secret. I've been secretly banging your homeboy while you in Vegas. All up on Valentine's Day. Why am I so easy to forget like that? It can't be that easy for you to get like that. Oh no, she didn't. Oh yes, I did. Oh no, she didn't. I'll do it again. Leave me lonely for prettier women. You know I need too much attention for shit like that. You know you wrong for shit like that. I could be your supermodel if you believe. If you see it in me, see it in me, see it in me. I don't see myself. Why I can't stay long just by myself? Wish I was comfortable just with myself. But I need you, but I need you, but I need you. Ooh, just get a load of them, they got chemistry. All they could say, we like brothers. Look so good together, bet they fucking for real, and it was right. That's why I stayed with you. The dick was too good to make me feel good for temporary love. You was a temporary love. Leave me lonely.
She's so dope. Yeah. Like, that was a cute little video too. Like, she got like a magical little powers. all right, next video, she's come back with a new single. Her name is Eva Simmons. The song is called Avalon.
Get your money, keep fighting, go all in. I want to be your high when you're falling. Don't be stupid and feel like you. Stop going and back and forth, the rain gon' drop. Going and back and forth, it ain't gon' stop till the rain goes drop.
Eva Simmons, Avalon. All right, what are we thinking about that? That kind of vibe. You like it?
Mm-hmm.
Do we feel like because Rihanna's kind of taking a little step back from music?
She's not giving me Rihanna vibes.
At all?
No.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Interesting.
She's giving me her own self. Okay. Like, I'm not seeing, I don't feel Rihanna with her. I feel she's just being who she is. I think that's my friend's Laurel DeWitt's headpiece she's wearing right
that
there.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out to Laurel DeWitt. Laurel Lux, but Laurel DeWitt is her shit right now. That's my bitch. Everybody's been rocking her stuff. I like her too. I think she's in her own little lane. I don't see Rihanna. I see Eva.
I forget what her big single was with Major Lazer or something like that, and she was on the chorus to it, and that's where you really would recognize
her voice.
It's nice to finally see her kind of stepping out and doing her own thing. Okay, so this next one, I want you to kind of, where did you find this? His name is Jack Harlow.
Were you high?
No, girl, you sent me this. Well, play it, because she don't even remember what she'd be sending me sometimes. His name
is
Jack Harlow.
Oh, the white boys!
And the song is called Dark Knight. So we'll watch it, and we'll come back and talk about
okay.
it.
Riding
through the city with the windows down. Heard that you was talking about him right there. Boy, I swear to God, you better switch pronouns. I don't ride waves, I don't switch no sound. I don't hang 10, I'm 10 toes down. Had a little song I was gonna put first, but boy, goddamn, it's an intro now. Right back to it, never left out. Except for that week, I had strep though. Know the shit boom when we come down south, and I had to bring my own little metro. 2-4 on him and a kid psychotic. If you're looking for the flows of the hits, I got it. When the sun goes down, I'ma creep up on it like a thief in the night. Finna pick your pockets. I ain't really fucking with you hype beasts. Really though, I put it on everything.
I don't really be at no shindigs. I ain't been happy since 13. Side high told me how to deal with the riders block. Got me thinking maybe I was thinking inside the box. Now we in the house, finna bring it around the block. Know they wanna hang, but we hanging them out to dry. Ooh. Guess he never seen this shit coming. She a little older, didn't think she be coming. Only thing I'm trying to do is keep this shit jumping. So I turned this motherfucker to a pole vault. Chicken finger play for the road dog. Heard that you was working on a mixtape. Really, you can keep it like the coleslaw. Bring the beat back like the overalls. Your boyfriend a tool, that's a cobalt. When I'm in the booth, make a snowfall. Ain't nobody in my class, check the roll call. Yeah, one name on it. Bring the beat to me, I'ma come skate on it. Something like Timmy, I'ma one take on it. Boy, I know the shit's hot.
Jack Harlow, Dark Knight. Pre-met shorty, turn me on like she hit the. He's dope.
When I first saw him, I was like, yo, he's super sick. I thought he was super dope. He looks like a nerd, but he got bars. Yep. I think he has a good flow. I think he's super dope. And I like the fact that he's being himself.
He's having fun.
He's not trying to be someone else. He's just being himself. And his flow is kind of cool. And when I saw this, I hit you like, yo, he's super dope.
Yep.
He's dope. So I wish him luck. And I hope he's out here in L.A. If so, we need to get him on a show.
What do you guys think of the vibe of that?
I thought it was dope. Where's he from?
I don't know. That's what I'm about to find out. I'm going to find out.
Jack Harlow. I'm with it. All right. Before we get into our last video, Steve, I need you to YouTube this because I just seen it today. We need to just play this right now. Pharrell Williams, Rihanna, and the song is called Lemon.
That's what you were just looking at?
They just dropped this.
Today?
Just now.
And if Nicki Minaj doesn't on this remix, like, this has to happen.
Exclusive. I hear it.
Not Cardi B, not Remy Ma. Which, by the way, shout out to the fact that Nicki Minaj and Cardi B did a song together.
Yeah.
Then, now Remy Ma and Lil' Kim are dropping a song.
Yeah.
I'm pausing on it until I hear it.
The girls are taking over, though.
But my thing is this. They're doing it, and it's a diss record to Nicki Minaj, and I'm like, really, we're still doing that? Like, your first single back, and you're going to do a diss record?
Okay, here we go.
Yeah,
Rihanna, I did see a little bit of. She's shaving that girl head.
Lemon. And it's Rihanna rapping.
Bouncing around. Shout out to them people. Mad ethnic right now.
I get it how I live it. I live it how I get it. Come to motherfucking digits. I pull it with a lemon. Not cause she ain't living. It's just your eyes get acidic. And this ain't a scrimmage. Motherfucker, we ain't finished. I told you we won't stop. A nigga by the business. Like yours, but you're renting. Wave hello to the top. Nigga, the bay wrong guy. Tell the paparazzi get the lens right. Got the window down top, blown live. Got the hazard on the doom fire. You could catch me, Ree, in the new LaFerrari. And the truck behind me got arms. Yeah.
NERD featuring Rihanna, Lemon.
What?
That's hot. Yeah, that's dope.
They look like they in Sloss and Swap Me.
Word.
They look like they in Sloss and Swap Me.
Yo, that's dope, though.
That's really dope. NERD's coming back. That's really dope, too.
Great.
I totally hear Nicki on that track, though. So let's get that remix out, because that would be rookie everything. all right, so you guys, so what's the deal? What are we doing for the end of 2017 going into 2018? Are we getting an album?
We got 1 month left.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, what we got?
And are y'all originally from here?
From Philly.
Oh, East Coast all day.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have a bunch of shows coming up. We're doing the Hollywood Hemp Museum on November 7th. That should be awesome.
I want to see that.
And then we're also, it's going to be a show that we're going to throw on November 21st. Location to be determined. That's for my birthday.
So be on the lookout.
It's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the album
project-wise,
top of the year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do we have the song? Are you still working on songs? Is it kind of like you have
songs? We have the next three albums.
He got a lot of songs.
already
ready to go.
You're not going to hit us like Chris Brown did with 45 songs on the album.
No.
The fuck was
that? They need to breathe. They need to breathe a little bit.
No, you got the whole marketing plan set.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would care to listen to 40 songs of mine all at one time.
No, you got to release it. Give it acquired taste. Give it a little.
There it is. You got it.
Baby steps.
You on it.
All right, so here it is. So this is your latest video. The song is called Vibe Killer. Let's take a look.
Let me stop you before you start.
I don't need to show. Nah, I ain't got to know. Yeah.
Tell me, you vibe killer. Why are you fucking up my vibe? Tell me, you vibe killer. Why are you fucking up my vibe? Yeah, I know it's hard, we got to make a move, or somebody gon' get hurt. It's a war inside my heart.
You ain't need no, but you ain't got no.
Let me stop you before you start.
I don't need to show.
Killer, why are you fucking up my vibe? Tell me, you vibe killer, why are you fucking up my vibe?
Biscuit, vibe killer. Yo.
Very sexy.
Yeah, like, I need to see y'all live, because, like...
Yeah, you need your fucking saxophone.
I know.
You get that shit out the shop. Anywhere without that. I love the strings. Towards the end of the video, it's... Yeah. That shit turns into some grown people shit, right?
Yeah, there. Yeah, for real.
It like definitely told a story.
Yeah, from the strings, the saxophone, the, like the thingy you play, that thingy, chicky, the keytar, like that whole thing came together, and immediately I was like, I can imagine, like, if this was a live show, it'll be super dope.
You gotta come to our live show.
It's insane.
Really?
Next level. Like, I can imagine like visuals and all that stuff that you guys put together.
It's awesome.
So we need to be invited out when you have your full
November 7th.
November 7th.
Out November 21st.
November 21st.
If you want to pick one, that's
November 21st.
That's gonna be lit. We got some special guests too. It's gonna be lit.
But you're trying to figure out where you're gonna do it at.
No, yeah, we
have ideas. We have ideas.
But it will be out here in LA.
Yeah, yeah. It's gonna be in Hollywood.
Let me and Jesse know. We probably will show up.
Of course.
That's because that just sold me, especially with that saxophone
thingy. Thank you. Look at that. The queen has been sold.
Hey. There it is.
Yeah.
Now, where can everyone follow you guys and keep up in contact with you as far as what you guys got going on?
Which camera? This one? Yep. Mm-hmm. You can follow me at BIZKITBNB.
You can follow me at BUTTA_BNB.
Boom. Thank you guys so much for coming through and sharing your magic with us and showing us your videos. Queen, where can everyone holler you?
I mean, motherfuckers, y'all already know. Queen Wink on Instagram, Queen Live on Twitter, Queen Wink on Snapchat. And, excuse me, I have a frontal install sale going on right now. QueenTheHairstylist.com. I'm dope with them frontals. You want your fucking hair done, hit me up.
Boom. Well, I don't do hair, but if you want to hit me up and just have a conversation, you can hit me up at DJ Jesse J. Also, if you or a friend of yours does music, has a music video out that you want showcased on the show, you guys can send it to us at bhlthebeat@gmail.com. Till next week, same time, same place.
Peace.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.